With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court is asking city and county judges to consider releasing from jail as many offenders as they can to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. The Associated Press reports Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote to judges last Friday asking them to review their jail rosters for inmates that could be released. The letter emphasizes the release of those being held for nonviolent offenses. McGrath previously asked judges to reset civil hearings for cases with hearing dates through at least April 30th and urged prosecutors and defense attorneys to review pending criminal cases to determine if they should go forward and to find ways to delay trials. He also urged courts to conduct as much business as possible via video. Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte is leading the way in fundraising among Montana's five candidates for governor. Gianforte received nearly $400,000 in donations during the first couple months of this year and made a $500,000 loan to his campaign last month. He has about $890,000 in his campaign bank account. Attorney General Tim Fox raised around $113,000 so far this year. He has $188,000 in cash on hand. And State Senator Al Olszewski of Kalispell reported raising just over $40,000 to start off the year. He has $76,000 in the bank. Democratic gubernatorial candidates Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney and Whitney Williams of Missoula posted similar fundraising numbers this period. The primary is scheduled for June 2nd. Montana state lawmakers say the state government is flush with reserve cash as the COVID-19 pandemic creates economic uncertainty around the world. Analysts with the Montana Legislative Fiscal Division report the state's level of cash reserves, currently sitting at $464 million, is relatively high compared to most years in the past. Nancy Balance, a Republican from Hamilton, is chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
We're all hoping it's a short term. We did not expect to be here, but the unexpected has caught us at a good time in terms of the state's finances.
Balance says if the state's crisis response to the novel coronavirus extends longer than a couple months, the state will likely have to dip into its reserves. Governor Steve Bullock's state of emergency order over COVID-19 opened up $16 million to spend on response efforts. Bullock would need approval from lawmakers to spend more than that. It's unlikely state lawmakers will need to meet in a special session to appropriate more funds for the government to run on. That's according to Ryan Osmondson, a Republican from Buffalo, who chairs the Senate Finance and Claims Committee.
With the state that we're in, it looks very good that, we're not going to have to go back into session until 2021.
Money was flowing into the state coffers a tick higher than lawmakers projected a year ago. But legislative analysts say recent events will likely bring that revenue in line with expectations. For more local news and the latest on the COVID-19 virus in Montana, go to our website, mtpr.org. Park and Gallatin County health officials are asking Yellowstone National Park to close immediately to prevent visitors from potentially spreading COVID-19 in gateway communities and overwhelming local healthcare facilities. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
While March is a slower month for tourism, Park County Health Officer Laurel Desnick says Yellowstone National Park was busy this weekend.
I personally drove up there on Saturday to see for myself and was quite shocked to see at Gardner and at the Mammoth Gate a nonstop stream of cars.
On Sunday, Park and Gallatin County health officials sent letters to Secretary of Interior David Bernhardt requesting the immediate closure of Yellowstone.
The concern is not that we don't want these people or don't trust these people. The concern is that should there be illness or even accidents, that we have a small critical access hospital in our county. It does not accommodate a large influx of tourists or travelers from other places.
A Yellowstone spokesperson Monday afternoon said the park was aware of the request to close and was closely monitoring the situation. The park closed the Albright Visitor Center and Boiling River Soaking Area last week until further notice. Glacier National Park released an Instagram post Sunday saying the Apgar and Lake McDonald areas were crowded this weekend as well, and that people were not adhering to the CDC's recommendations for 6 feet of distance. The post said crowds put park staff at higher risk to COVID-19 and urged visitors to spread out into less visited areas of the park, other public lands, and even their own backyards. For those who want to get some exercise at home, more gyms and fitness centers are live streaming classes. On Saturday, around 200 people broke a sweat during a free workout led by Zypher Cycling Studio in Bozeman.
What do you say, 30 seconds of mountain climbers to end this thing? Let's go. We climb our mountains, we don't carry them in 4, 3, 2, 1, jump
down. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Bo Baker. The University of Montana is walking back an urgent message it sent out yesterday telling students living in dorms to go home in order to prevent the spread of coronavirus on campus. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
UM students living in campus housing, like freshman Christopher Hurd, received an email, mostly in all caps, from the university Sunday.
And it said, urgently, you should move out as soon as you can because we're shutting down your access to the dorms on Tuesday morning.
Hurd said he originally planned to hunker down in the dorms for the semester with a friend when the university announced all classes would be held online earlier this month. But after receiving several messages from the university encouraging students to go home if they could, he booked a ticket back to Illinois for this upcoming Friday. Sunday's email changed those plans.
And so I basically could either be homeless for a few days and try to just camp and get my online classes done in public areas, or I could call the airline, get a closer ticket home. So that's what I ended up doing.
University of Montana spokesperson Paula Short says the email was a mistake.
We regret the anxiety that caused, and we've subsequently sent out a clarification last night about an hour after the first message, and we've continued with additional clarifications today.
Short says students who don't have alternative housing plans will be able to remain on campus. She adds the university may ask students in shared housing units to move to an unoccupied unit in order to prevent any spread of COVID-19. The university is still surveying how many of the roughly 1,200 students living in residence halls plan to leave. So far, 356 students have reported leaving. The university plans to prorate meal plans and housing payments for those students. Montana's university system is encouraging all schools to do the same and expects the move will cost $14 million statewide. The university system expects an additional $4 million loss due to reduced sales and services on campuses and other fee reimbursements. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.